We are learning Mesechtes Chulin Daf Tzadik Chesam Abayz, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, five lines from the bottom. Om Rav Chiyah Ba'abo, Om Rav Yishuv Ba'leib Shem Ba'kaparo. Kol Asurim Shevetayra B'samach. All Asurim Shevetayra need 60 to revatel it. Om Lefon Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzhak, Rebbe Yatam, can you say that? Hochi Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yishuv Ba'leib Shem Ba'kaparo. Kol Asurim Shevetayra B'meya. Needs 100 to revatel it. Now what are we talking about? So Pastor's talking about regular bittul. Either needs 60 or 100. Now Rashi agrees to that, but he adds an extra kinesh. He says like this. Rashi says the first step is you have to see if it tastes, you can taste the iser. He says if you taste the iser, then it's also no matter what. If you don't taste the iser, or it's min b'minoy, he says that's when you need either 60 or 100. Rashi like this. Hechid debat kinev lo yoav taima, inami lekel mekim at taima, min b'minoy. That's when you need 60. Avahecha, that you checked it and has tam, of course it's also. It's also because of the tam itself. So according to Rashi, every time you do bittul, you need two things. First of all, you need that you don't taste it. And even if you don't taste it, you need 60 or 100, depends which one the Amar, you need 60 or 100. Taisvis, the Maskel Kol, small tiny Taisvis in the bottom moment, argues on Rashi. Pirs v'kuntris, the af ki lo yov taima bo yishishim, ve'ein nira. And I don't agree to that. And Rashi has a clara raya from the Avtzalik Tesla and Aleph. We'll see when we see that Gemara there. And Tosfos says, I don't agree to that raya. But in any case, that's Rashi's sheet. The Rashi's sheet is, you need two things. So we're handling here Shishim, either if Tosfos means that Shishim is the be-all, end-all. And according to, which means that even if you, it's really everything's holy in time, really, to say Tosfos. Everything's holy in time. And shishim is enough to mitigate the tam. And if you don't have tam, so then you don't need shishim either. So shishim is just a way of figuring out tam when you don't know the tam. That's what if you tell you shishim is a way to know what's going on in tam when you can't tell. Like the Gemara really says, Sadi Zion Beis, but the Gemara sounds like that. That shishim is a thing by itself. That shishim works if you don't know what the tam is. If you figure out what tam is, that alone works. You don't need shishim. So it doesn't really work, BN, or it's a wrong word to say. But if you don't taste it, that's enough. You don't need shishim. If you can't taste it, you can't check it, then you do shishim. According to Rashi, you know, the two dinim. One din you need shishim, another din is that you have to not taste it. If you taste it, it's no good.
According to
Rashi,
no time, it's
mutter. Yeah, no time, it's mutter. No time, it's mutter, according to Taisvis. Yeah. But according to Rashi, if it's no time, you still need shishim. That's the kuz of like this. They both learn out from the parish of Zroya B'Shela. Now, it's Zavuya in Rashi and in Tosfos that really it's Shukla Asmachta. It's not really, it's not a derisive digger limud, it's a smachta really. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, like that we know that by the Eil Nazir, it's the carbon that the Nazir brings, he gives, besides the rechaz of a shayk, he also gives the zraya b'sheila, gives the zraya to the kayin. And it says zraya b'sheila. What does that mean? Pasuk pshat means that's cooked. You give him a cooked zraya. So the Gemara is also darks the word b'sheila can mean shlema. We'll see. Shlema yom du'am zraya b'sheila. Except look at kayin, it's zraya b'sheila. It says the kayin takes zraya b'sheila in the aisle. And he takes some chalas also. He takes that and that's for him. But Tanya looked at the bride, so what does the word b'sheila mean? B'sheila ain't. B'shela is shlema. B'shela means shlema. Rashi says, I don't know which language this is, but B'shela can mean shlema. And Tanakam holds, it has to be shalim. Rav Shimei Chayyim, we'll see what that means in a second. Rav Shimei Chayyim, Ein B'shela shespashlam ayil. B'shela means that was cooked together with the ayil. The Kuli Amma, so we're going to get to the Rai in a second, but here we have, what does Zeraya B'shela mean? One shot means that we're saying it has to be whole. It has to be whole. And the other man, the Amma, says that it shouldn't be into pieces, shouldn't cut into pieces. And the other man, the Amma, says, it means you cook it with the ayil. Now, the Kuli Amma is like the Gemara, but how the Amma Vashalo? Everyone agrees you cook it together with the ayil, because that's a Pashal and Pasik. Zraya B'Shel sounds like I cook it together with the rest of the ayil. That's Pashal, that's Mikriyot de Pshutai. It means you cook it all together. Then Mar Sovar, Mechatechlo, Vahadim Vashalo. One man, the Amma, holds that you could cut it off the. You cut it off, as long as it stays intact as one big Zeraya, you cut it off the rest of him, and then you cook it together. That's Tanakam holds. Or Marsav and Vashlov and Mechatla. And Rishim Mechai says, no, you cook it when it's still attached, and then you cut it afterwards. That would be the Mechalikas that attached the Pasuk. That Tanakam says, Ein B'Shelo Shlema, that all it needs is to be Shlema, it doesn't have to be attached. As long as it's Shlema, it's fine. According to Rishim Mechai, No, it just means you cook it together as one, and then you cut it afterwards. So the feet of first Biyar Machlekes, both of them agree, you cook it together with the Bailim's behema. Everyone agrees you cut it first, and then you cook it. That's what Shem Be'echoi. He holds you cook it together with the ayah. That's the Pasuk saying. The other man holds, the Tanakam holds, you do it in a different Kedera, and it just has to be Shlema. That's what you learn from the Pasuk. It has to be Shlema. Doesn't it not cook together with anything else? The feed is second Lashon, you don't learn, B'Shele doesn't mean Shlema, doesn't mean B'Shele at all, it means cooked at all. It just means Shlema. Yeah, it has to be given to the Kayin Shlema. And Shem Yechayin holds, the whole B'Shele means it gets cooked together with the ayah. So it comes out, feed the first Lashon, everyone agrees, you cook the ayah together with the Kayin's Zeraya. According to the second Lashon, only Fir Shem Yechayin, you cook the ayah together with the Kayin's Zeraya. So the list of Kama Liba Divra Koil, the list of Bas Liba Shem Yechayin, they are cooking this Zeraya that belongs to the Kayin. A Zar cannot eat it. We're cooking it together with the rest of the ayah. The Shaila is, Lachaira has Belias from the Zeraya. Comes out, the rest of the aisle has blias from Zeraya. So how does the Bailam eat the Zeraya? Teretz is, the Pasuk is telling us, when you cook it together, it's bottle. It's bottle. And the Shaila is, in a usual case, is the aisle 100 times Zeraya or 60 times Zeraya? What's that Talion? Is the aisle 60 times Zeraya or aisle time, or 100 times Zeraya? So Gemara explains. Man diom shishim sovar, boso va'atzomois, behadi boso va'atzomois v'shirinan. The Metzius is that this arm of this behema has a lot of bones. It's not so much meat on it. There's a lot of bones on it. So if you count the bones, so then it's only 60 times the Zeraya. The Zeraya is 1/60. If you look at the whole Zeraya as a whole with the bones in it, it's 1/60th of the behema. So then it's you see that 60 is enough to mevatel. You don't need 100. The other Madiyama holds, Madiyama Sava, Basar Bahadi Basar Misharinan. You contrast the basa connected the basa. Now, behema, a cow, has, or it's an ayah, it's a calf actually, it's a ram. The ram has 100 times basa compared to the basa in the Zeraya. Because again, there's very little basa in the Zeraya. So when it comes to basa against basa, it's 100 times that size. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, does that samais give tam? And do they absorb tam? That's the machlekes. According to the when he holds 60, he holds that tzomois are part of the whole equation of the bittul b'shishim. Why? Because they give tam and they absorb tam. According to the manim 100, no, the etzem doesn't give tam or absorb tam, so everything's tali in the basar. And if tali in the basar, it's 100. Either way, the pasuk says that's mutet it ayel, vice versa is bottle. So it depends how you look at it. If you look at the basar without tzomois, say it's a raya, that it's a bitl b'shishim. If you look at the basa itself, it's a raya the bitl b'mei. So that's what the biyar machlekes is. Agav, we know we pass in bitl b'shishim. So it's come out that when we figure out a bitl, we should use the atzamas, and we should use the atzamas l'is also. That's what would come out lahalacha, which the Ran really points out. The Ran says hilkach le'inyan halacha le'don the kaim le'kamad yom b'shishim naktinin the klipe heter malanis iser, the peels of the heter malanis iser. We shall be paired comma the Arla Mashmasu, the Afklipi Isser Malanus Isser. He says even more there. He has a tzad that tzomois of the even the Isser don't give tam a lot of times, and it'll absorb tam also. He even can use the Isser part for the bittel. But kaponim, we see for me that you can use that tzomois for the man the Arma, but you shouldn't. It's a big shayla again. This is a shayla halacha. Again, we spoke out that from Simon Tzad Ches Yerdes, Simon Kufay Yerdes, all the sugyas, these are all the sugyas from those halachas. So in Simon Salik Tess, Sif Aleph, there it's a whole Shaila if you use that Tzoma. It says, Chatiches Nevela Sheshba Basar Va'atzoma Shnoflik Deres Heter. Atzoma Yisa Isser Mitztarfim Meheter Levat L'Isser. Vein Tzarch Lema Sheatzoma Yisa Heter Mitztarfim Meheter. He goes like this to Shalmi. He says, Ava Moyach Sheba Atzoma Yis, the marrow inside Isser Mitztarfim Meheter. But the Shalom talks about the case, but I'll come on, that's a really agavdik. The ikka, what we want to know over here is that the machlok is shishim or 100. So it's two man the yomra. One of the yomra is always need shishim, the other man the 100. We're going with Rashi Pshad. We learn the sugi always with Rashi Pshad. So if you're Rashi, it means besides for not tasting, you also have to have 60. And besides for not tasting, according to that man the yomra, you need 100. And where do we learn it out? From Zeraya B'Shela. Freitig Gemara, ki lorach mizrei b'sheila, mi afina minei, ki lorach mizrei b'sheila, v'atayun, tera b'raisa, zeu heter, haba mechal iser. It says about the din of zrei b'sheila, this is an example of a heter that ba mechal iser. It's a chiddush. It's a heter that ba mechal iser. So what are we trying to say? That zeu heter, ba mechal iser. What are we trying to say? Zeu l'mutimai. We'll come to exclude by saying a b'raisa. By the way, you should know, zrei b'sheila is a heter, ba mechal iser. What are we trying to say? My lab. Lamuti calls Sumer Shemitaira. All I'm trying to say that don't bring a raya from here. This is mutter, of course, batal b'shishim or batal b'meya. Nothing else is. So it isn't trying to say that. Zeo het. This is where bittul works. Nowhere else. So how can you learn out from here? There's a miyat. What else does it mean? What does it mean? Zeo het abam chalasa.
You don't need shishim.
Huh? You do need shishim. No, the Chazal knew this. The number of shishim or 100 depends on that. So much to the boss. That was a fact. And it says zeo het abchalasa. So what's Rashi trying to say? So we're going to have three mahalchim to explain what was special about Zerah B'Shev saying Zeo Heta Abba Mechalesa. What does that mean? The Gemara have three pshatim, Abaya and Rava, and I think it's Ravina. Yeah, and Ravina. Three pshatim. Zog to Gemara. Om Abaya loy nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda to om amim b'mina le batal. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is all over Shas that mim b'mina le batal. So really over here, the Zerah B'Shev together with the other meat is mim b'mina, same min. Same all meat. So really, it should not be bottled at all, even 160. Kamash Mulan, the Hakha bottle, there's a Chiddush. Zeo Heta means that this dinner is really a Chiddush, really Mimimina. And it's really since it's Mimimina, so therefore, it shouldn't be bottled according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Mulan, this price, the Hakha bottle, Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Ligmanine, learn from here that Mimimina is bottle. So Gemara, no, Gala Rachmana is not a pasuk. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. It says by Anyam Kippur. That you have the par and the soyer that they bring the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Afterwards, each of them separately. You spritz on the Aron, after you spritz on the Kapiris, then you mix it together and you spritz it on the Mizbeach. And it says, Lokum Adam HaPar, Adam HaSor. And his raya is like this. We know Adam HaPar is much more than a soyer. A par, a axe, is huge. A soyer, a goat, is tiny compared to axe. Much more blood from a par. And still it says, Adam HaPar, Adam HaSor, why is it in a bottle? Teretz is, he brings it right from there, Mim Minale bottle. So the question was, why don't we learn from Zerah B'Shev the Mimimim Batal? So no, go ahead, one of the Lakhom Adam Par, Adam Asar, the Tabayu Bahad Adodin and Uvalay Batal, it's not Batal. So my chaz is the Garam Heich Lug Mahai. So why are you so fast? Well, why should you learn from Kippur, fast learning out from Zerah B'Shev? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Zerah B'Shev is a Chiddushu. Ume Chiddush Loi Garminan. Zerah B'Shev is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because the Halacha usually rule is, Ein Mevatlim Issa Lechatchila. And here, you're taking this Zerah B'Shev, which is Asur to Zarm, and you're cooking it together, make a bit of a shishim. You know, it's a chatchila. So it's a chiddush like the bit of chatchila. So that's why you can't learn out from here. Frank Tosis Akasha, he says, so why don't we say that's Zeh Lemute maybe? Zeh Lemute, here you like the bit of chatchila. That's Tosis Akasha. He says, no, look at Tosis Lav. Tosis says, I'm telling you, my Kasha, do my hainu dafka, in and shame of Bathan is a chatchila, how kashari. You're showing me the Losh in Zeh. Zeu het abam chal isse mashma mechlal dova osa la'achila. It's not something to do with achila, not isse vat l'chatila. That's one point about isse vat l'chatila. Another point is, it's a big machlokes, if isse vat l'chatila is the raisa d'rabbanon. From here we're telling it's the raisa. We're saying it's a chiddushu, it means it's the raisa d'gesvaro. But in any case, just to set the stage again one more time, is that we wanted to know why is Rabbi Shel zeu heter. So we said maybe it means that only here, shishim hajj work. No. So we say no, shishim hajj work are all over Shas. Zehu Lamute means that here is Mim B'Mina and shouldn't be bottle. Here it is bottle. I learn that from there. Let Rehud learn from here to all of us. No, it's a chiddush because Ein Vatra Chila. Break the Gemara if it's a chiddush. Chiddush of a chiddush like a bina. It's a chiddush. Yachil and Be'er V'Samach Namelo Ligmar. Okay, now back this way. If it's such a big chiddush, hey, learn out 160 from there. Zog the Gemara. Oto anan l'kula gamina. We're learning out a kula from this. L'chumra gamina. It's a chumra. The Madarais brew a bottle. Madarais really rive is enough. We're saying you need 60 or 100. That's a chumra. So you can learn a chumra from a chiddush. You can't learn a kula from a chiddush. You can learn a chumra from a chiddush because you're right, it's a chiddush, but it's a chumra. And my other chiddush that has had hatirim of a vatal chatchila still has this chumra, sure will have the chumra. And therefore, you could learn now. So, agav, another thing that's very important to point, which Tosis points out here, that we learn from Zerah B'Shev, didn't bitl of 100, did 60, right? If we're talking about Mimimino, which is now, we should have known that before, but now Gemara even points out clear, Mimimino, but Mimimino is Zichino did 160. 160 is only by Mimbe Eindemino, by Tam. Look, Tosis didn't rascal man. Four times lav. Says lav drasha gemuri the male of minay le'inyan min b'shenim minay. The time get the raisa. The hakam min minay who the raisa b'dalta ruba. Here's min minay. It's about the right. So he says kabbalah is of yadma smukai cross. Shushim and mayor was a kabbalah yadma. Like spoke before. It's really they're born the gedrasha. Just keep that in mind. Okay. So that's pshat number one. And zel heta b'al b'chal iser. We have three pshatim. First pshat is a beautiful pshat. It means that here, even though it's mimimino, it's still bottle. And going to the root, it's still bottle. Rav Amar, Rav says, Lo nitzucha ela letam ke'iker. Rav says, Lo nitzucha ela letam ke'iker, the bekachim aser, kemaslon da hocha shari. So Rav says like this, that we know there's a shayla about tam ke'iker. Tam means if taste goes into, a taste of iser goes into heter, does that aser midaraisa or not? So it's a big shayla in the Gemara. Do you have it right? Tam kicker. So the way Rava learns, the way Rashi learns Rava, we learn Rashi, is that Rava holds that by chulin, that there's no tam kicker daraisa. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah has mekairis to that, like by nazir, from mishras. He says no, and from kashri and kalim, he says no, it's not a raya ayin Rashi pshat. Rava holds by chulin, there's no tam kicker, only by kachim. So only by kachim is there an idea of tam kikah, which means tam is like the ikah. By Zraya B'Sheila, we're saying there's no tam kikah. L'nitzchah tam kikah the bekachim aser k'mashon the hachashari. Here we see that the Zraya B'Sheila does not aser everything else. You see that it's no tam kikah. You see it's no tam kikah. Right? Did it make sense what I'm saying? To me, it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but I'll tell you the pshat in a second. But he's saying here there's no tam kikah. What could mutter? It's mutter. What happened to the tam? It's mutter. So that's the pshat. Obviously it makes no sense. Why it makes no sense? Because here you have 60 and 100. So it's bottle. So even if you say tam keker, it will be bottle. What are we talking about? Like Rashi says, noisin tam kim lon da asa bekachim ke ike mamasha iser. And this is saying, other kachim have tam keker, but this doesn't have tam keker. Okay, so what do you mean? This doesn't have tam keker? What's your raya? Because it's mutter? I'll tell you why it's mutter, because it's 60 or 100. This is a very simple question on Rashi. So if the Ram on Rashi. Zok the Ram Pshat. You hear the kasha? So Zok the Ram Pshat like this. He says, the Omer Rav Leitzchel, Tam Ke'ikav the Bekach Maser, the Hacha Shari. He says, Afagav the Hacha, Leka Taim Maklal. Here's no time. The Ike Samech Oikov. Hachi Purusha. The Rav Anam Lehuda Kama. Uve Minoy. He's saying, we're going over here that really fear of Huda also. And Be'etzem, Mim B'Minoy should not be Mutter here. He's not saying like Abayo says that we don't have a Din Mim B'Minoy at all. He's saying we do have the Din Mim B'Minoy all over. He's saying here it's Mutter because we hold that no Tam Ke'ikar. That's Pshat. Because if Tam would be Ke'ikar, then it would not be Bottle. So that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying is, Zehu has no Tam Ke'ikar. What's my Raya? Because if not, it would be Mim B'Minoy Le Bottle. It would be min b'mina loy batel. And because tam is not ke'ikar, that's why it is batel. That's why it is batel. Because tam is not ke'ikar. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying the kuda is not that here is different, there's no min b'mina. No, here is also the min b'mina. But here it's not tam ke'ikar. That's what he's teaching up. It's about in the min b'mina field. It's going with fear of Yehuda. And really it should be also forever. The reason it's not also is because it's missing tam ke'ikar. Because he holds that here you don't say tam ke'ikar. That's Rav. So Rav's teretz is really very similar to Abaya. Abaya's teretz was that Rav Yehuda, even though mim minolei batel, here he holds batel. Rav says no. Even over here he holds mim minolei batel, but here it's not really the iser; it's only the taste. And therefore, since only the taste, therefore will be batel.
If you have shishim and tam or mayim, no taste.
By mim.
No.
But tam doesn't mean you could taste it. Tam means it's not be'en, it's not the iser be'en, it's just the blias from it. No, of course not. What do you mean? You tell me like this, you put a piece of nevela together with a piece of kosher meat, it doesn't aser? What do you mean? And take out the veil, you can't taste it, it's aser. Taste it, what I mean here, taste doesn't mean you can taste it. Taste what I mean is that it's not the ikr, it's not the nevela itself. Ikar means that you mix the vela. You have eight pieces of meat here. One of them is an avela. So there's an ikar here. So it's not bottle. Taste means he took the avela away. I know the avela. I took it away. All I have left is taste. Does taste ask to everything else? That's the question. And does taste make mim b'mina? It's even bigger chiddush. A little taste makes mim b'mina. So Zok Rava, yes. Yes, it makes me a minay. So why over here is it mutter? Because mimini le batli full of elef. Teres is, we don't hold a tam kicker. We don't hold a tam kicker over here by Zerah B'Shelah. You know, usually by Kotz, we hold a tam kicker, but here not. Now, this whole Teres is a bite on that Rava holds that by Chulin also is no tam kicker, because if everyone else be tam kicker, why would Zerah B'Shelah be different? So Zerah B'Shelah is like Chulin in this case. There's a big Teres in Maschel Rava who argues on Rashi and has a whole new pshah in the whole Gemara, different pshah in the Gemara. If we have time, we would go through a little bit of it. But it's hold him Zerah B'Shelah. Basically, he wants to hold about the tam kicker is the Raisa. And therefore, by Yichulin also, therefore he can't learn this pshat, he has to learn a whole other pshat. He holds another pshat, we're not going to get into it right now. So, because we're still in the middle of Rava now. So Rava says, L'initzuchu ala tam ki'ikah d'v'kach sh'masa, k'mas v'an d'ha'ach, l'shar yidno tam ki'ikah, afreik d'mar ha'kash shav, l'igma m'nei, tap om and alf now. But l'igma m'nei, why we learn out from here, let's learn out now from this kachim over here to other kachim that even mimbamina is rebatal m'shishim. Why? Because tam lav ki'ikah. So ligma minay to other kachim is no tam kicker by mimim minay. Kol rachmana gabi chatos by chatos the first pasuk that deer is a din tam kicker. Why? It says kashi yigav b'psara yikdash. Any that touches in the basar of chatos becomes kadosh. Lias kemoya to be exactly like that. Shem pasul tifsal, psula tifsal. If the chatos is pasul, the basar kachim that touches it will be pasul forever. If it's a piece of shlobim, let's say it touches it, you have to eat like a chatos, which means dafka to scharim, dafka to males, male kahanim, and dafka of one day and one night, and not like shlobim, which you eat an extra day. So the Gemara says like this: Rava says Rav B'Shelah has no din tam kicker because that's why it's bottle, and even any number. The reason it's bottle is because it's not tam kicker, and but shar kachim is tam kicker. So, afraid to Gemara, why do we learn out kachim dafka v'chatos? Why don't we learn out from Zerah B'Shelah? My chaz legemina mehayich ligma mehay. Why learn out from chatos? Learn out from Zerah B'Shelah. So, Gemara chiddushu Zerah B'Shelah chiddush. Why? Because I can mevatel lechatchilu. Mechiddush legemina. You don't learn out from mechiddush. Afraid to Gemara kacha. If that's the case, yachal mehav shishin amilo ligma. Don't learn out from mehav shishin either. So, Gemara oto anan lekula kugaminon. Are we learning out a kula from there? Bittul v'shishim is a chumrah because really it would be batul v'roiv. L'chumrah k'gamirin, the rise of proof of batul. So therefore you could learn out from there. So that's the second mahalach, what zeo heter haba v'chalisa. The third pshat is, much shorter pshat. Ravina amar, lo'nitzcha l'makam chetach. Usually, like we had this before, l'gabe eivah medodol, usually when you have something that's osur for you to eat, and the rest of it is mutter, when you cut it off, the place of the slice, that's us also, because it maybe is part of the issa. So here we're saying, here, the place where you're cut by Zerah B'Shelah will be mutter. That's the chiddush. Zeu het abam chalis is, there's no iser makim chetach. Masha inkein, by all the isurim, there's an iser makim chetach. The place where you're cut is impossible to make exact, and therefore that's usr. Masha inkein over here, with the pasuk telling us that it's mutter. So we have three pshatim, what the miyat of Zeu Heta Babachal Isser is. And Lemaisa, we learned out from Zerah B'Shelah, the din of 100 or the din of 60. And Shalwas had a taicha tzamais to basa, but either we learned out the din of 100 or the din of 60, either way we learned out from one or another one. And we said, even though it's a chiddush, but here learning a chumrah, you need 60 to 100. And we have three pshatim of Zeu Heta Babachal Isser. Either mean to teach us that here, mimimim is batal, or if Yerava is, that mimimim is batal. Why? Because Tam Kiker is now Tam Kiker by Zerah B'Shelah. And the third pshat is that Zeu Heta means a whole new pshat means a makom chetach.